Hi guys, Victor Manesh here with another shot of your morning real estate espresso. Today we're going to talk about doing deals in rural markets and why do some investors feel compelled to buy properties in rural markets. I received two phone calls this week from different investors asking for help in evaluating deals that they're working on. In each case, they were presenting a situation where they had a property under contract and were planning some kind of development. Problem was, they had chosen properties that were in a rural location. Now, there's nothing wrong with rural properties, except that those markets move much slower. And in my world, I always want to be in a market where there is ample liquidity in the market. What does liquidity mean? It means that if you decide you want to sell, you can sell relatively quickly. An example of a very liquid market is one where the days on market for that particular property type might be 30 days or less. An illiquid market is one where it takes 6 months or a year or longer for that property to sell on the open market. Rural markets tend to be relatively illiquid. Why? Because there is less demand. There are fewer buyers. There's just less foot traffic. And any investment that is not liquid is called a prison for your money. It's very easy for investors to fall into the trap of looking at the numbers alone and saying, wow, I can get much better value in a rural market, the prices are lower, and I can make the numbers work in a rural market. What's often overlooked is the fact that that property is going to be a prison for your money. Let's remember that real estate, like any other commodity, follows the laws of supply and demand. When there's more demand than supply, prices go up. What it takes for prices to go up is demand. You can look at the numbers today and you can convince yourself that you've got a great deal, but think about future market appreciation. Markets that have high demand, high growth, are the ones that appreciate the fastest. You might not be purchasing your investment strictly with appreciation in mind, but you can't ignore appreciation. There are really four factors that drive the price of a property. In a balanced market, the first factor is cost of construction. Assuming that the market is relatively stable or at least modest growth, that sets the floor for any property price because someone's not going to build a property with a view to losing money. So it's got to at least cover the cost of construction. The second factor is the availability of debt. If you go back to 2008, you'll notice we didn't actually have a real estate crisis. What we had was a banking crisis. Money came out of the money supply in the banking sector. The third factor is inflation. And we know that the government's been printing money at an unprecedented rate for the last several years. That injection of money into the money supply is going to have upward pressure on prices across the board. We see it in terms of increasing minimum wage, increasing food prices, and so on. Across the board, inflation is here to stay, and that has an effect on prices and ultimately on real estate prices. And then the final factor is actual value creation. This is where you either create value by forcing appreciation or the laws of supply and demand dictate that a particular location is going to be worth more than another. For example, properties in Manhattan are priced higher than, say, properties in Des Moines, Iowa. Nothing wrong with Des Moines, Iowa, but there just isn't the same demand in Des Moines as there is in Manhattan. That's why prices are so much higher in Manhattan. Laws of supply and demand. Got to unpack those four factors that determine the overall price. And when you understand that, you have a better shot of understanding what drives value in any given market. Make sure you're doing a thorough job in your deal analysis. Rural properties can be a great deal, but boy, you've got to do it with your eyes wide open. In the meantime, have an awesome day, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.